46-48. A. When I was a freshman in high school, I won second prize in our local newspaper's essay contest on the theme of future career. I wrote about wanting to become a journalist. We had to collect our prizes at the local variety store, and while waiting in line, a little notebook in the stationery department caught my eye. It was a black and red hardcover book with the word record neatly engraved in gold on the cover. I reasoned that since I was going to be a journalist, I'd need a very special notebook in which to write. So I bought it. B. Then, during a serious illness when I was 35, I found the little notebook I had purchased 20 years earlier. From my sick bed, I noticed it on a nearby shelf. It was still blank, but something told me to write my deepest feelings and thoughts, my pain and fear, my wishes and dreams, the words of my inner world. This was my first official journal, and the process of journal keeping through writing and drawing helped heal me from a mysterious illness which had defied the doctors and their medicines. C. My life changed so much after that. I began listening to my own feelings and inner wisdom. The insights I gained through journal keeping led me into a new career as an art therapist and teacher of diary writing and drawing. More importantly, I learned to play and enjoy life again. For instance, several years after recovering from my illness, I started skateboarding for the first time in my life and loved it. I'm grateful to that high school girl that I was for having the sense to buy a little blank book. I used it to save my life and to help others. D. But I put the notebook away and promptly forgot about it and about becoming a journalist. Painting became my great love. Upon graduating from high school, I went to college as a fine art major and English minor. After becoming a professional artist, marriage followed, then the birth of two daughters. A career change came next, which led to teaching underprivileged young children in Los Angeles. The years passed.